More than 1,000 people from 30 different countries are in Fairbanks for Arctic Science Summit Week. One of the highlights includes a meeting of the Arctic Council, a multinational governmental forum created to address the Arctic's pressing issues. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
The Arctic Council is an intergovernmental body that includes representatives from 8 Arctic member nations and 6 permanent participant delegations from various indigenous groups. The permanent participants can provide input and advise the Council on policy issues, but they do not have a vote. The Arctic Council's recommendations are non-binding on participating governments. There are also nearly 24 observers from other European and Asian countries and intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations who are also allowed to sit in on council meetings.
I would argue that with the Arctic Council, there's a lot more dialogue going on with the nations that are engaged in Arctic dialogue than perhaps anywhere else.
That's UAF Vice Chancellor Mike Sfraga, who is leading the creation of a new Center for Arctic Policy Studies. Sfraga says the Arctic Council's work does not seem to be colored by other worldwide conflicts and disputes like Crimea and Syria.
There are personal relationships, there are nation relationships that still have yet to be damaged by other international issues going on. The tensions are there. But in the North, there seems to be just a very different dynamic. And it is driven by, of course, resource development, but it's also driven by the fact that we have people reliant on the land. It's a place where we have traditionally cooperated before. And there just seems to be a willingness in the Arctic Council, a consensus-building body, that we will leave the Arctic alone as much as you can from other international dynamics.
The Arctic Council started a 3-day meeting behind closed doors Tuesday on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. Also on Tuesday, the Model Arctic Council wrapped up a 7-day meeting on campus. Over 60 students from 13 countries crafted position papers and drafted policy recommendations on cruise ship tourism, managing maritime traffic in the Arctic, improving access to running water and sewer, and reducing suicide among various indigenous groups. Model Arctic Council members were surprised when they learned that their final paper, called the Fairbanks Declaration, will become the starting point for discussions among Arctic Council members next year. This week's Arctic Science Summit Week also includes hundreds of scientists from around the world who are coordinating research that is focusing on the effects of climate change on a rapidly changing Arctic. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Matt Miller.